732.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, respected listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. We welcome you to this program. It is with Hazrat Mawlana Musa alayhi asab, damat barakatuhu, and it is between 8:30 and 9 every Tuesday. Let's welcome Mawlana. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Mawlana, jazakallah khair for having us once again.
Jazakumullah khairan for joining us. Mawlana, where are you at the moment? I know you're always on the road or traveling somewhere, or you've got to stop somewhere. We know we interrupt your travels, but alhamdulillah, it's benefiting the ummah, inshallah. Where is Mawlana at the moment?
In Cape Town, alhamdulillah.
And how's the weather? Everything is good that side?
Alhamdulillah, summa alhamdulillah. We had some little showers last night. Again, very strange for Cape Town, but much needed, alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. This side, yesterday was a bit hot, but alhamdulillah, ala kulli hal, and that's what we've got to keep on reminding ourselves. Sometimes the most simplest of people teach you the most interesting of lessons. Yesterday I was at one of the stores and I met this brother, and I just greet him. I see him, I don't have any relationship with him or have any, I just meet him Fajr Salah time in the masjid, and that's all. We're happy to see each other in that. Yesterday I met him and we just had a bit of a longer discussion. He said that, you know, Fajr, if I don't read it, my day is totally incomplete. My moods are on a different level. It's just when you read it, you're filled with courage, you're filled with positivity. And when you don't read it, he said once or twice in the year, sometimes he misses. But he says that regret, it grows so much that, like, he says, I cannot miss it. Now, how many Muslims are missing out on this on a daily basis?
Gee, Mawlana, you know, Salah is the greatest pillar of Islam. It's like it has the position of the head in the body. And people need to start taking our Salah very, very seriously. People need to realize that, you know what, as a mu'min, as a believer, this is something that I'm going to be accountable for on the day of Qiyamah. I'm going to be questioned regarding this on the day of Qiyamah. Now, Mawlana, here in the Cape, what we are seeing is that more and more people, alhamdulillah, we have Husn Zan that they are reading their Salah, but there are more and more people that are, for lack of a better term, and to describe it very aptly, reading Salah at home. So you're abandoning the masjid and reading Salah at home. Mm. Now, you must understand the geographical situation here as well. Maghrib Salah currently is at 7:45. Gee. So Aisha Salah is 9:15. It will eventually go right until 9:30.
Gee.
So it's a very long day. Mm. No excuse for us not to our Salah at home. You know, last week somebody was in the masjid and they so I was saying that we had a jamaat, so we had a little discussion.
Gee.
So I don't know whether the brother was expressing an excuse or whatever it was, but he was saying, you know, the days are so long here, but by the time I come home I from work, I just read my Asr Salah and I'm so tired, I can't do anything. I just stay at home, you know, the rest of the day.
Gee.
Or the rest of the evening. Mm. So clearly indicating that, you know what, I'm reading my Maghrib Salah at home, I'm reading my Isha Salah at home because of fatigue, because of tiredness. But really, is that an excuse that we can hold up in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah? When Allah Ta'ala will say that, you know what, that same risk that you chased for from 8:05 or 9:05 and you didn't complain.
Gee.
That I was tired, or that I was fatigued. How are you going to answer Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Maulana, this is the problem in the Ummah today. You know, in the Maktab also, the students sometimes, well, you know, now we are preparing for the Jalsa. So we tell the children, listen here, please, we don't want any absentees, because at the end of the day, you need to be prepared. Your mothers, your sisters are going to be present in the Jalsa. And if you're not prepared, it's going to be very embarrassing for you. So one student turns around and he tells me, but Maulana, what if I got a play date? So I'm telling him, are you going to school at the moment? He said, no, I'm not going to school. So I said, you can't make your play dates in the mornings, because there's no madrasa in the mornings. You got the whole morning. And mashallah, Fajr is very, very early here, right? So sunrise is at about 5:30. So you got basically from 5:30 till 2:00. Is that not enough time to make your play dates and all? Then I asked the question, will you do this year when it's school? And obviously the answer received there is, no, I won't do it. Jeez. But madrasa is something, maktab is something that even the parents in today's times, they don't take it seriously. And by not taking it seriously, wallahi al-azim, I can see it. They are putting their iman in jeopardy. They are putting their iman in jeopardy. You know, it's the chase for secular, that's a discussion on its own. But to neglect your deen like this year, jeez. I mean, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us, kullukum ra'in wa kullukum mas'ulun an ra'iyatihi. Every one of you is a shepherd. You will be questioned according to your flock. How are we going to answer Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah ta'ala gave us this beautiful amana of children, and we chose to debase this amana? We chose not to educate our children in deen. We chose not to save their iman. How are we going to answer Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala?
Well, Allah, that's because when you see something yourself, it serves as a louder message. As Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Laysa al-khabr kal-mu'ayana, that there's no news like eyewitness news. So as you're seeing it, as a person is witnessing all of this, it just becomes more frightening. And I guess, Mulana, that's the exact what's happening. And I've just been, as Mulana was speaking now, we just reflect on our own experiences. In a nutshell, when we justified something, then there was no regret, no remorse, there was no tawbah. And as a result, that comes part and parcel. But just after a few years, you seek to find how to make that fit in the Sharia. So instead of saying that this is wrong, I should be coming to the masjid, and I am wrong at this year, at this point, then we look for these excuses, these loopholes to say that no, but the time, this, that, the other. But there are those who are sincere, and they give you courage then again. So the first thing which Mulana is mentioning to myself, firstly, is don't justify our bad. When we have bad, acknowledge I've got bad actions. I'm doing this wrong. I have to seek to reform. Then we can find, and Allah is so merciful. When you have this mentality, then after some time, Allah gives you that ability to practice. So this is something that is important, Mulana, and this is, we're witnessing it on a major scale. We've spoken so much on television, and we saw exactly how first it became sort of just something light, and then from there it became something that was fine, and now it's being promoted as part of Islam, unfortunately. So this is a major tragedy. Mulana, what else can you share with us that we need to know?
Mulana, there's so much for us to talk about, you know. But I think the time for talking also, one is, okay, reminding is beneficial for the believers. But I think more importantly than that, you know, come December, everybody goes on a go slow, you know. And unfortunately, our iman also goes on a go slow.
Gee.
Our amal also goes on to a go slow. And this has ripple effects. I mean, we just, what, 3 months away from Ramadan Sharif?
Gee.
Exactly 3 months away from Ramadan Sharif. Right. Now we in December, Jamadul Ukhra will go. January, Rajab will also go. How are we going to be prepared sufficiently, spiritually, emotionally, physically, for Ramadan Sharif when we're on this go slow? And my fear is that once Ramadan hits in the December period, you know, we've seen it during the World Cup season. People didn't give up their World Cup matches for even Taraweeh Salah. I doubt very much people will give up their holidays in December for the blessed month of Ramadan Sharif. And already this trend is coming in. You know, many times Ramadan, Shab-e Barat, Laylatul Nisf in Sha'ban was falling in a holiday season. And people were still going on holiday during that time. You know, a night of ibadah, a night of emancipation, right? Now, some foolish people or whatever it is will say, oh, but what about the authenticity of this night? And that is just fitna mongering. That is just fitna mongering. Our late Sheikh Zamoy Yusuf Al-Sab Rahmatullah Alayhi used to always say that, you know, with all these messages that are going around and that they, at the end of the day, just look at ourselves.
Gee.
Right, look at ourselves. Whether authentic, not authentic, right, leave that to the muftis to discuss. But I am in need of Allah Ta'ala's rahmah and forgiveness.
Definitely.
Hence, I'm going to devote at least one night of the year in devotion, in ibadah, in tawbah, in istighfar, because I am in need of it. Now, even that is getting taken away. The auspiciousness, the spirituality, the khushu of that night is getting taken away. What's going to happen when, boom, Ramadan falls mid-December or spot on in the middle of our holidays? We don't want, the reality is, Maulana, we don't want deen to affect our dunya. Why are we reading salah at home when it's late? Because it's affecting our dunya. Why don't we, why are people not abstaining from going for holiday during Shab-e Barat? Because it's affecting our dunya. When Ramadan comes in our dunya, are we going to shug off our dunya and give our deen preference? Allahu alam. Highly unlikely. Highly unlikely.
Mulana, there's something else that's bothering me, and I feel, alhamdulillah, we have this opportunity. We should also make mention of it. Just today is the 3rd of December, I think it was 2 days ago, on the 1st of December, and this is the fourth celebration that they've had now, the fourth particular year that they've celebrated this. It's called the Motsepe Foundation, where they give. Motsepe is strange, is very generous, and also has relations with Bill Gates and everything. But of course, all generosity and all checks, we must see what's the hidden agenda behind it, and then see after that the effects it has on us. And Mulana will quote for us that hadith as well. A mu'min doesn't get bitten twice. He doesn't go get caught up in that lizard's hole twice. He makes a mistake. After that, he says, hey, how can I go back there? So this happens every now and again. And again, it's happened where Motsepe comes out. He gives money to Islamic organizations as well. And they pose, whether there's women there or not, there's no such a thing anymore, according to them. We say, how can you say you represent us then as Muslims? No, we cannot accept that. So anyway, We can't put that aside. That's vital. It's Sharia. You can't hide from this. But according to them, they've justified all these things. The one thing that they're very strong on is the issue of Palestine and the issue of standing against Zionists. This is something that they are still today strong on, because it also meets the demands of the modernists as well, because they also speak that. They say, yes, we must be against the Zionists, but Salah time, as we've been speaking so much, Mulana, there's no real effort in that regard, and that's where the help comes. So here is a clip I'm just going to play just for maybe 2 minutes or so. They had this gathering. So you know Motsepe's style. It's he pays, and he gave 600,000 to the one organization and the sister organization, which was founded much older and started off in a church acknowledged by them, a cathedral. They had been granted a lesser amount. I think it was 300,000. So someone made a nice caption there. They said, were they not promoting the Motsepe thing too much? That's why he got a lower amount. But nonetheless, they both these organizations are strong against Zionists. But look at the double standards here. Motsepe pays, then he says, come, let's pray. So they interfaith prayers. So they have this whole thing. People were there from the night. Some people, I don't say all. Then they had to come in the morning, in the afternoon. The prayers went on, I think for 7.5 hours, interfaith prayers went on. So-called Muslimin and so-called those who represent the Muslimin, especially there in Cape Town, they came out and they said, we must join these things. Of course you have to join because you were paid, remember. So my question, and Mulana, you will elaborate on this, inshallah, is when Rabbi, Chief Rabbi Warren Goldstein spoke, what did he say? And this is, I'm not going to say anything. This was made public.
And then what does God say to all of us? Choose life. Choose life so that you and your children may live, to love the Lord your God. Look out here today and see this enormous crowd of people. I stand in awe. Do you remember when Moses said to God, when he saw the burning bush and the miracle there in the book of Exodus, Moses said to God, this is holy ground and I will take off my shoes and I stand before you in this stadium here and I feel this is holy ground because I look around the stadium and I see each and every single one of you and feel your faith and connection to God, your holiness. You are an example to every South African. I want every South African across our country to look and to see what is happening here at the FNB Stadium, to see our people of faith have gathered. The members of the ZCC, the Zion Christian Church, who have come here to pray for our country. You sit here together. I am in awe of you. You sit here to pray with, as people of faith. This is what we need. See a stadium full of people who pray to God, who love God, and who love the Bible. People of faith, of kindness, of decency. You are exactly the people. You are the leaders of our country. If every South African was a person of faith like you, our country would be filled with blessing. Because we want to bring blessing to our country. And blessing comes from God Almighty. Shows us the way of blessing. And you show us the way of blessing. Because the way that we bring blessing into this world comes from God. And when we have faith and we pray and we have kindness and we do good deeds, we bring God's blessings to our country. God blesses our country because of you. Because of people of faith like you who pray to him every week. And in a world in which people are losing their faith, I want to invite every South African. I wish every South African could be here today. I wish every person in the world could come here to FNB Stadium to see what it is to have people of faith who will come to pray for a whole day. Who does that in the world anymore? I am so proud of you. Your voices must be heard in this country, the voice of blessing from the Almighty. That God wants your voices to be heard because you bring God's blessings into this country. And we have to remind our country that those who bless you will be blessed and those who curse you will be cursed. Genesis 12:3. That is who we are as South Africans. And the world must know, if you want to know who South Africa is, and I say this to every nation on earth, if you want to know who the South African people are, you must come to FNB Stadium to see the ZCC praying here. This is who we are. You are who we are. That is why I have such faith in the future of our country and I feel optimistic.
Anyway, The actual part which he says at the end is, we have come here to pray for Jerusalem and for the Zionists as well. He is a person, he said clearly, we've heard it there, that we've come together, and the Zionist organization, you've come to witness it, ZCC. So these organizations have come and they've witnessed this. Zionist praying, when we heard the MJC, who was the representative speaking, and his so-called prayer, he never mentioned a word for Palestine. This double standards, Mulana, what does this spell out?
Mulana, this is the time of this ummah when we are going to be challenged. You know, one is that hadith that you quoted, لا يلدغ المؤمن في جحر واحد مرتين. But the other hadith that comes to mind, يبيع دينه بعرض من الدنيا. The person is going to sell his deen for a small portion of dunya. And just listening to this fellow, so I don't know much about the ZCC and all of that there. I don't know if this Motsepe is part of the ZCC also, but you know, clearly there's an agenda that is being promoted there. But leave the agenda and all of that one side. Here you got whoever, some chief, rabbi, whatever you want to call him, that is saying that everyone in this FNB stadium, first of all, FNB stadium, we know what and what goes on there, but secondly, have gathered there to pray, and he's equating the stadium to the Mount Tur. So, right, he's saying it's holy ground. Did he take off his shoes? Allahu Alam. I think he wanted to actually say that, everyone take off your shoes. Muslims attending a function like that there, really, you know, Allah Ta'ala, you know, you just need to use a little bit of common sense. You don't even have to give any tashri, any details, any discussion regarding this year. We must use our akal little bit. But then people will say, no, you must be broad-minded. And Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi used to say, yes, you can be broad-minded, but don't be so broad-minded that your brains now fall out. And that's the stage we've reached. Our minds have become so broad-minded that our brains are now gone out. Muslims attending, I don't know what else was happening there, but from what I heard in this fellow's speech here, so this shaitan's speech is clearly enunciating and articulating, not once, not twice, but over and over and over again, that this is an ibadah, so to speak. This is a place of ibadah. This is a place of faith. And that is why we have come here. What business do Muslims have to be there? For the sake of politics, for the sake of, I don't know, for the sake of a check, like Maulana mentioned earlier on, or for what? If you think that is an opportunity of dawah, then does it mean that now I'm surrounded here in Panorama by churches? You know, it's a very strong Christian community and what have you. Does it mean every Sunday I must walk in the church there and start giving dawah? So really, we have to think now, am I selling my deen? Am I compromising my deen? And remember, at the end of the day, the awam, they look up to the leaders of the community, whatever organizations, you know, it can be Cape Town, Joburg, whatever area it may be. They look up to the shuyukh or the ulama. But at the end of the day, the community is also not idiot. They're not stupid. Sooner or later, this is going to come out and people will realize that, you know what? You know, Maulana, we had a jamaat here from Rondebosch yesterday and I had breakfast with them. And this was my message to them. Young people, mashallah. I told them, respect all the ulama for their knowledge, but be careful who you take your deen from. Be careful who you take your deen from. We've reached that stage now where we have to actually warn people against ulama. Not all ulama, again, but, you know, be careful who you take your deen from.
Chimulana, 100%. And that's exactly the statement of Ibn Sirin, rahmatullah alayhi, that we have to see where do we get our knowledge from. Because there's all sorts of lizards, there is chameleons, all of this which is waiting to attack us. Mulana, you've mentioned about these people and what was their message. I'd just like to highlight one point from this year and then we'll end the program, inshallah. We say when we make a dua, when we finish Suratul Fatiha, we say Ameen. The Shafi Madhab, mashallah, it is nice to hear them in the masjid when they say Ameen loud. Do we ever say Amen? I don't ever hear of Amen. The only time we'll do or say Amen is when we want to please the other side, because they say, here is, I'm just going to play it now and then we'll realize they couldn't speak a word for Palestine in support of Palestine. Rather, they spoke of unity. Rather, they spoke of oppression, but not a word, a whisper even for Palestine. But just if we can hear this here, inshallah, this was the end of the dua, so-called dua, or the prayer, interfaith prayer by the MJC.
Prosperity and unity to our country, South Africa. Bless our families, our communities, our leaders. Guide us all to live by your commands so that we may become a shining example of justice, compassion and faith. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم آمين يا رب العالمين آمين آمين
آمين آمين. So that's exactly the kind of inferiority complex we have. Allah guide us, Allah put us onto the straight path, and exactly what Mulana has said, we need to see where we get our knowledge from. Mulana, jazakumullah khairan for your discussion. We always enjoy it and your input as well. Please make dua for us as well. Make tawbah. We as the ummah, I'm saying now, we make tawbah for all our sins. And make dua for everyone, that everyone can get hidayat, including myself. Mulana, appreciate your time. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Jazakallah khair.